The first book that opened my eyes to the magic of reading was Shahzadeh Kutchak, otherwise known as The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry.
That's commentator and author Firouzeh Dumas.
Thanks to the deft efforts of a translator, this French classic was reincarnated in my native Iran as a popular children's book. Luckily for Saint-Exupéry, the translator did the book justice. Not all authors are as lucky. Iran does not abide by international copyright laws. This means that any work can be copied, translated, and distributed without any permission or payment. Friends in Iran tell me there are 19 versions of the latest Harry Potter on the market. That's right, 19. One publisher divided the Harry Potter book between 12 translators in order to be the first one to reach the Iranian market. If too many chefs spoiled the stew, it's fair to say that 12 translators have pretty much slaughtered that book. Before my book was published in the States, I was already worried about a bad Persian version hitting the market. My book is a humorous memoir about my family. A badly translated book would be insulting, not funny. One never insults the elders in my culture. As a child in Iran, I was told that the key to heaven lies under a mother's pillow. And now I've written a book making fun of my mother's accent. I decided to do some damage control. I found my own translator. As he finished each chapter, he emailed it to me. His translations were generally quite good. There were, of course, a few problems. In one story about Christmas, I refer to the bearded fellow coming to people's houses. I am, of course, referring to Santa Claus. Reading the Persian version, however, I realized that readers in Iran are more likely to think of Ayatollah Khomeini. The image of any of the ruling clerics coming to one's house through the chimney when everyone is asleep is far from comforting. With the translation almost completed, we now have to face the next hurdle, approval from the Ministry of Culture, otherwise known as the censors. I assume some things will be left out of my book, the references to the topless women in France or my father's love of ham. The review process can take anywhere from 1 month to years. A colleague in Iran tells me that the translation of James Joyce's Ulysses was submitted 12 years ago and is still being reviewed. Anyone who's ever read Ulysses knows that it's not a quick read, but 12 years is a bit too much. I can only hope that my book takes less than a decade to be approved. It's entitled Funny in Farsi. More than anything, I wonder if it will be funny in Farsi.
Firouzeh Dumas lives in Palo Alto, California.